Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Brew. I'm your host, Rocco DeSangro, and joining me on today's episode are three interns that spent the summer here at Columbia Gateway Drive with Maroon PR. That is Lexi Paris, Skylar Rosen, and Kylie Redman. Guys, we're just going to have you introduce yourselves, where you went to school, your graduation date, and kind of what you're looking forward to in the future and what you really got out of this experience here at Maroon PR. And Lexi, we're going to start with you.
Perfect. Well, I'm Lexi, and I go to Coastal Carolina, and I am graduating this fall in 2025. I am a PR major, and I'm a double minor in marketing and social media.
Okay, I'm Skylar. I go to West Virginia University. I graduate in summer of 2026, and I am an advertising major.
Hi, I'm Kylie Redman. I am going to be a senior at Jacksonville University, and I am graduating in the spring of 2026, and I'm currently a marketing major with a sports business minor.
So you go to college, internships are at the top of everyone's list. You want to get the right internship. You want to feel welcome where you go and intern. And at the end of the day, you want to get the most out of it. You don't want it to be an internship where you feel like you're wasting your time or your hard-earned hours as a college student, first and foremost. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about here, because you guys spent a lot of time here this summer, and we really hope it was beneficial to you. And Kylie, we're going to start with you. How did you find out about this internship, and kind of tell us about the process of landing it? Because I feel like that can be one of the hardest things, is keying in on that internship, figuring out what you want to do, and finding the right one and that right fit.
Yeah, for sure. So I go to a fairly small school, and unfortunately, there's a handful of resources when finding internships, but there's not a ton, unfortunately. And I started off with kind of meeting with my marketing professor, who I have the majority of my marketing classes with, and kind of discussed with her on, you know, how I should go about it. And I applied to way too many internships. And at the end of the day, it kind of came down to connections. And I'd talked to my parents a bit, and I have a girl that I grew up with, and her dad just kind of works with graphic design, and he actually has connections to John Maroon and Jen. And reached out to him, and he was able to kind of connect me to John and then Nancy, and ended up here. And that's kind of how it all happened.
That's awesome. No, that's shout out to your friend's dad, because yeah, that's awesome. You gave that recommendation here at Maroon, and then you ended up here. And that's like what we kind of pride ourselves here on at Maroon, is like building those relationships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, it's, you obviously want to be good in your field, but these relationships, I mean, who you know is going to pay off in the long run. So exactly. That's great that worked out before you even kind of stepped out of the college world. So it's great. Skylar, we're going to go to you and get your first impression about Maroon. What were, you know, kind of the first couple things you heard about this place? For me, kind of joining not as an intern, but, you know, applying here and getting to work here, it was that tight knit, that close feel. You walk in here and it seems like everybody likes each other. Now, you might go somewhere and it's not that authentic feeling. I'm not talking bad about any other place or internships and whatnot, but, you know, you get that feel on the first day. It's like the first day of school. You walk in, everybody likes you. Might not be the case at the end of it, but you know, you hope that's the case. So like your initial reaction and your first impressions here at Maroon and kind of what you thought about it.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I grew up going to a really small high school. Everyone knew each other. It was a super tight-knit community. And coming here, it felt the exact same way. It was very warm and welcoming. And I know at first I was definitely nervous. This is my first experience with like hands-on things. And I know that whenever I had to go to anybody here, you guys were welcoming. You answered any questions I had.
Awesome. Question three, Lexi, we're going to go to you. You have, for school, you get taught a lot about this field and any field. You have your curriculum and you have your electives, but the hands-on experience, you don't really get the feel until you walk into that environment. You know, it's a different type of atmosphere. So it's super beneficial. I guess, how did this internship help in that sense as you all get ready to graduate and search for that first job?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm a public relations major at my university. So I definitely learned a lot about this field specifically, and got to learn a lot about muckrack, how to write press releases, how to do media advisories, media lists, things like that. But I never really had the opportunity to get my hands on and actually go forth and be able to do those myself without any guidance, and kind of being able to send those to actual clients and people who we care a lot about here at Maroon. And I know Mike here believed a lot in me and gave me a lot of opportunities to be able to actually do those things myself, which I didn't think I was going to be able to do within an internship. I thought maybe it would be running coffees or just going to do little things or helping out here and there, but I really did get a lot of hands-on experience. And with graduating in just 5 months, I do feel really, really prepared after this to go out and get a new job.
No, that is fantastic to hear, and we all love to hear that for sure. For question four, I want all three of you to kind of chime in and give your take on this. Like, the typical day at Maroon PR, and it might have looked different for each of you. I mean, sometimes it would be the same because a lot of the times you're working on the TikTok side together, which is really cool. But that typical day at Maroon PR, what did it look like from an intern's perspective?
We kind of all get here at around the same time at 9 a.m. on Mondays, and we all come in on Mondays. Me and Kylie both work Tuesdays and Wednesdays remotely, and then Skylar works Wednesdays and Thursdays. But when we get here in the office, we start by just kind of checking our emails, seeing what we have going on in base camp in the morning, and then going into our weekly meetings around like 9:30 until 10:30. But during those meetings, we make sure that we're paying attention. We take notes in the back and just kind of take in what everyone has going on for the week so we can really truly understand how life works here at an agency.
Yeah, I mean, from there, usually we're each pretty much given different tasks or anything that needs help with from anyone in the office. And then we go from there. And if we have any questions, we just, you know, ask. And everyone, like Skylar said, they're very helpful here. So we'll take those tasks, either work on them up here, or all three of us will kind of go down in the lobby and just kind of crank out any tasks that we have at hand. And then from there, we kind of, like Rocco said, we take the TikTok because we've been given the opportunity to start up Maroon PR's TikTok account, which has been very fun. So a lot of the times we'll spend the majority of the afternoon kind of coming up with different video ideas and filming them, editing them, and so on. And then typically give them to Amanda and show her the TikToks and hope that they're approved. And then we'll post them and then just to kind of engage on that account as well. So that's kind of what our afternoons look like.
No, I agree with all that. And also, I feel like when we work together on projects that we maybe have separately, mm-hmm. we all have different backgrounds and different college experiences, and we all really help each other out, even if we're confused, because it is a little overwhelming to always ask people above us to answer any questions we might not know, and it's definitely nerve-wracking. So it's nice to have like this close group of like interns together and help each other out because we all have different backgrounds, but we work really, really well together.
Yeah, agreed.
Awesome. Well, the last question I have for you all is just your favorite part of the internship. And I guess any advice you could give future interns, because, you know, this internship program, it's been successful so far. We're looking to kind of continue it and take it to the next level. So any advice, ideas for future interns that might come in here help. But yeah, the favorite part, though, because we hope you got a lot out of this, of course.
I think a very memorable experience was when Kylie and I got to go to the BMW championship at the Caves Valley Golf Club. It was so beautiful, and we got to work the little front desk and sign people in and also give them a gift and kind of direct them on where to go. And it was just really cool seeing like everyone come together. And I mean, it takes a lot to get an event like that going, and we finally got to witness the behind the scenes of that. Yeah. That was really special.
I would definitely have to agree with Skylar. I mean, as a whole, my experience here has been amazing, but having the opportunity to kind of go and experience something in real time and seeing, I mean, Matt was there and seeing him in real time kind of interact with the clients, and also just being able to check in and meet a ton of very influential people was very cool to see. I mean, we saw interviews with pretty well-known golfers, which is pretty cool to see. And then, I mean, we were able to attend a lunch as well and just kind of interact with different people that we don't typically get to interact with on a day-to-day basis. Just being able to step foot on that beautiful golf course, Caves Valley, was absolutely amazing. So,
no, one of my favorite moments from the summer summer was also going to be able to go experience something face-to-face, and I went to the Charlestown Casino with Mike, and I had been working on that client a lot this summer, so it was really cool to be able to go see the place in person and really experience like what my hard work was going towards. And then also being on the press side of an interview and being able to wear a press pass, that was something that I could only dream of, and watching people do that with my, both my parents both working in news, and that's how they met each other. It was really cool to be on like the same side that they got to when they first moved to DC. So that was a really cool opportunity, and it was a great day. I also love experiential marketing and events. So that's something that I definitely feel like advice for future interns to go out and go to those events when the opportunities come up, because that is a really cool field within PR, is seeing how events are put together and how they are ran, because it is a lot more complicated than you think.
It's fantastic. Anything that you guys want to chime in on before we get out of here and kind of wrap this episode up?
Back to the second part of that question, any advice? I think just my general advice would just be like, take advantage of it and never be afraid to ask any questions, and fully like just be engaged whenever you're at the office, I guess, and just take full advantage of it. Cause I mean, it's a once in a lifetime kind of opportunity.
And everyone here only wanted to help us, so it just made me feel really comfortable in asking questions. I think that's one of the most important things to do.
And I would say definitely start off with your summer by introducing yourself to everyone. I feel like that made it a lot easier for me, because it felt like I actually knew everyone and their interests and their hobbies. And it made for some really fun conversations and a lot of memories that will last for a while.
No, absolutely. That's great advice. And we're really, really glad that you all enjoyed the internship. We want to wish you nothing but the best in the future. And, you know, thank you again for all your hard work in Maroon PR. And yeah, keep killing it going forward. That is going to wrap things up on this episode of The Brew. Be sure to check us out at maroonpr.com and all our social media channels. Just search Maroon PR. For Lexi Paris, Skylar Rosen, and Kyler Redman, I'm Rocco DeSangro. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.